The Hot Show with Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's half past 9 o'clock. We are the Hot Shot Whiz Kids with Michael Lang Jr., Mark Davila.
Mini Soda Edition.
Yes.
Edition of Mini.
Brand new. Mini Mouse.
A lot of people ask us, what is a Mini Soda?
Yeah.
Why don't you just fucking listen and find out?
Yeah, it's true. People do ask, what's a Mini Soda?
And it's pretty self-explanatory.
I mean, come on.
It's a small episode. Mini. Like, what's a Reese's Mini?
Well, it's a type of car made in Europe.
It's like, what's a mini Reese's butter, peanut butter cup? I don't understand. I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. It's a peanut butter cup. It's a mini.
You're so right. Everyone who listens is fucking dumb, right?
It's not people who listen who ask us, usually.
Yeah, it's true.
It's people who just saw, like, the post. Like,
yeah.
What's a mini? What's a podcast? What's a Hot Shot Whiz Kid? What's a microphone?
Those are my balls. That's what they are. Every answer is my balls.
So, the last couple weeks I've been talking about my fish.
You love fucking pets, don't you?
My second... Well, I'm actually getting sick of the fish. It's just such a fucking... So the secondary tank I have in my... In the studio...
You need a backup tank?
I have two fish tanks.
I have a main tank and my backup tank. You don't know what something's going to happen.
I have a big tank with the killer fish, and I have a smaller one that I've had for years, these fish, who are supposed to live like 2 years, but they've been alive for like six. It's weird.
Well, immortal fish.
They have some other fish in there, too. And... It's a mess. I gotta clean the fucking tank out, but I never do. And I hardly ever look in there to see if they're actually still alive. So the other day, I better take a head count. I'm like, one's missing. Where is he? I look at the top. The one must have died like weeks ago because there was barely anything left of him anymore. And when I fished him out, like he was all rotting away already.
Now, would you be surprised if there were more fish than you thought you had?
If I took a head count, like, now there's 20 fish.
Yeah, like, you know, somehow they had kids and they fucking hatched. And there's like a whole family in there now.
I'm probably looking at the tank, there's a midget with a snorkel. Holy shit!
Is this going to be a new edition? Mike Lang Jr., Fish Stories.
No, I was just mentioning how there was an aquatic
speaking of midgets, I saw like a kind of a weird porn yesterday.
That's surprising.
I think what the director was going for was a kind of contrast, because some chick...
I used to do that in school. Compare and contrast these two pieces of literature.
Yes, but he did it with pornography. And the chick walks in with a white midget male and like a giant black man. And she has sex with both of them. I think he wanted the contrast, you know? Like she's gonna
Did she compare?
Both.
Or
did she compare? That she's fucking
time.
Both. No, they never did anything.
How long
would
that
time?
Midget been if she just did the black dude, and like the midget just had to stand there.
What the fuck is this?
Or reverse.
Man, what the fuck is this? What are you, like a fucking midget?
you're a man of many voices.
I am. But it was funny. I did laugh at some of it at some points, because it was funny.
So you stopped jerking it to laugh a little bit?
Yes. And, like the black guy would make comments. She was with the midget. The black man would just kind of like be standing back, just waiting. It's like, man, come on. And then she blew him, and he's like, shit, that is the most fucking disgusting thing I ever seen in my whole life.
What, her having sex with a midget?
Her blowing him and like swallowing his load.
His or the midgets?
The midgets. And the black man was saying how fucking grossed
out
he was.
You kept saying his. I'm like, I don't know what his you're talking about.
I mean, that is true. They're both he. You're right. My mistake.
Have you ever had a laugh fit during sex? Like, you're in the middle of sex and you just, like, started like, giggling?
You're so fucking gross!
That would be funny.
I can't believe I'm doing this! Like that? That'd be hilarious for me.
Wait till I tell the guys!
They didn't think I'd fucking do it! They didn't think I had the balls! I showed them! Oh my god, man, that chick would feel like shit.
You know, people are ashamed to have sex with really ugly people. You should be proud. Like, I'm such a fucking man. I can have sex with any woman on the planet.
Well, the chick wouldn't be proud.
And I get a really hard erection. I don't care what she looks like. Doesn't matter.
I mean, does that mean you have a problem? Like some kind of sex addiction?
She could be one of those ladies whose skin is grafted to her couch, and I still got a throbbing boner when
you
I see
that. Some like the chick's like, you know, 900 pounds. It is, and she's been just sitting in her, you know,
on her couch, on her easy chair,
lazy boy for like literally years, and she can't get up, so she just pisses and shits there, and she kind of just like melds into the furniture.
What goes through your head? Like, that's got to be a process of
imagine like, in the beginning, it's like, I don't think I can get out of my chair.
Well, see, it's
what
not
am
like,
I, what am I going to do?
It's not like you sit down at our size and we're just like, yeah, fuck it. I mean, you're already pretty heavy
no,
at that
but
point.
Listen, you're heavy.
You're probably like a 200-300 pounds.
Oh, well, no, hear me out. Hear me the fuck out. You're heavy. You sit down. I mean, you're capable of moving because you sat down in that chair. But for some reason, you know, you sat down, but you can't get back up. How long are you trying to get back up before you just fucking give up and just decide, I'm going to live in that chair?
That's got to be a while. It's got to be a slow process.
Like, I've been in this chair for a fucking week. I can't get up.
It starts off, you know, she can't work anymore, so she just sits at home. She gets up to go to the bathroom, go to bed. Slowly, she's just sitting in that chair all day, and that's just where she sleeps now. And she still gets up to like, go to the bathroom every once in a while, and then all of a sudden that stops. At some point, you need someone to bring you food, too.
I'm wondering about that tipping point. The day she decides, fuck it, I'm pissing and shitting in a chair. And I mean, imagine the stench, because no one's cleaning that chair out. How would you even clean it out?
And she's got a family members who are feeding these people. I mean, you can't...
Yeah, she can't... Listen, if she can get up to
I
get
suppose
food,
you can live off your fat deposits for a while.
No, but she'd just be dead. Look, you can't... If you can get up to get food, you can get up to use the bathroom. So obviously, people are feeding her, and the same people who are getting her food could fucking grab an arm apiece and, you know, yank her ass
out.
You
gotta get up every once in a while, or you're gonna become part. You and that couch are gonna become one.
Listen, you seen the movie Transformers? You're gonna transform into the fucking sofa.
And I mean, you, like, if that's your mom, or you're inviting people over, like,
oh my god,
why does your mom look like a sofa?
Is that
your sofa, mom?
No, I'd be like, is that Cherry from Pee-wee's Playhouse? Hey, Cherry.
But I'm such a man, I'll fuck your mom. I don't even care.
Hi, Pee-wee.
How much money would it take you to do one of those chicks?
You just said you'll fuck anything. You don't care.
That was a character. That was my...
Oh. You were Fuck It All Fred.
That was my character.
Yeah, Fuck It All Fred, your new character. Pretty good. You know what? I'm a man and I enjoy sex, but I have my limits. I'm sorry. And, you know, it's sad... Because
you like girls that are at least mobile. At least.
Listen, there's a lot of really unattractive girls. Very nice people. Very nice. But I'm sorry. I'm not going to date them. I'm not going to have sex with them. Even if they told me, listen, I just want to bang and you can go. I'd be like, yeah, I'm sorry. I guess not. I don't. Yeah. I'd think about it. I'd be like, yeah. Maybe if there's nothing on TV. Maybe. I don't know. And it's sad, because look, they're really nice people.
Well, if they're not so sad, why don't you do something?
Because I'm not.
Public service.
Listen, I'm a fucking person.
Listen, you could take those dates out in your taxes. Like, listen, it was a community service. I took a girl who cannot get a date out.
I banged this chick, and listen, no guy is going to be doing her, okay? It's a shame you can't work something out with the government.
Girls can do the same thing, like loser guys.
No, but it doesn't work that way, because as we've said before, loser guys, you get something going for yourself, you can get a fucking decent looking chick. Doesn't matter. But the opposite isn't true.
There's some guys, though.
Well, I mean, listen, some people are just grotesque.
You know what? I think...
There are extremes.
I'd say, probably more than this, 90%, maybe closer to 95% of people can get a girlfriend or a boyfriend. Now, it might not be your ideal...
Exactly.
You
wait, you're correct. You are correct.
But fucking know your limitations.
Well, let me explain.
Be realistic. Like, this is what I'm going to get. This is what's in my, like, you know, and it goes a little bit, it leans both ways. You know, there's a little leeway, but.
All right, well, let me break it down. The problem is, you know, you have these people who just don't ever get anyone, and, you know, odds are they are grotesque, but they don't understand that, listen, you are basically a human monster. And anyone that's going to be with you is going to be on your same level. But, unfortunately for them, they're not attracted to monsters.
Well, you have something else to offer.
Even though that's what they are. They want, everyone wants attractive people. Everyone. And so you have these insane standards in your head of what you should be getting. Meanwhile, you're just going to be alone forever. Sorry.
Sounds great. Sounds like something Mark would want,
being alone forever. Oh, yeah. That's my goal. And, I mean, even the grossest chick can usually get a... Yeah, listen, you go out to a bar, you can probably get a drunk dude to bang you once.
At least and, once.
Yeah, it happens. Unfortunately for guys, it does not work that way. Like... I'm some fucking geek. I can't go out to the bar and get some fucking smoking hot chick to fuck me because she was drunk. Odds are it's not happening. Dudes, we'd be like, nah, fuck it. No other chicks around here. All right.
All right.
What? That does it. Show's over?
Minisode over. Tell your friends. When they ask you what the fuck's a minisode, you tell them. It's a short show episode.
Yeah. You know what?
Normal episodes are longer. This
yes,
is mini.
You have an episode. I call them full-sodes. I invented that term. I also invented the mini-sode. I'm an inventor. We all know this. Yes. HotShotWizKids.com. You invent something.
I will.